I'm Jake Slobodnik, and today's high school football preview takes a look at the Northern Cambria Colts, a team who made it to the District 6 semifinals last year but fell to impending champion Cambria Heights. Our report is brought to you by Smith Coal and Oil in Northern Cambria. The start of the 2024 football season signals the end of summer and the coming of fall. Smith Coal and Oil reminds you that now is a great time to think ahead of your home's heating needs. Quality fuels and quality service from the team at Smith Coal and Oil in Northern Cambria, a proud supporter of our local athletes. And by R4H Medical Transportation. R4H is a rapidly growing company that provides transportation services to medical appointments as well as social and holiday events. Operating 7 days a week, including holidays, they take pride in providing quality care and professional services to all of their clients. If you're interested in joining their team as a driver, apply online at rideR4H.com. R4H Medical Transportation, a proud supporter of our region's student-athletes and the Northern Cambria Colts. Once again, the Colts were able to surpass 10 wins in 2023, all of those wins coming in consequential order during the season. However, Coach Sam Schutte will have major gaps to fill this year if they want to repeat that feat. He said they started the retooling process over the summer, and it's yielded positive results.
You know, we had some great competition this summer and this offseason, and I think that allowed a lot of people to step up and showcase what they can do. And it kind of put the coaches in a quandary a little bit because of the fact that there are so many people that want to fill those roles and have worked really hard to get on the field. And, we're going to have some decisions to be made. And I was talking to some other coaches earlier, and it's tough to make those decisions until you put the pads on. And we're getting to that point. So we'll be finding out and make some decisions here real soon.
One player that will return to Northern Cambria's roster this year is Ty Dumb, who averaged 75 yards on the ground last season, along with 12 touchdowns. Schutte was confident that Dumb could build on last year's numbers, but he said he won't have to do everything, given the amount of skill players returning.
I really am confident in our other skill players. I think we have a lot of skill players that can do some really good things this year. So I think Ty's just got to let things take its course, do the things we're teaching him, and I think he's gonna be fine, and he's gonna be Ty Dumb. So we're lucky to have him on our team.
Schutte said two areas of need this year are the offensive and defensive lines.
Definitely going to be different this year. Some new faces, for sure. That's been our most depleted position from last year. And we had some good ones last year, but I think we're going to be much faster in that area than we were last year. We have some young guys mixed in with some older guys that really showcase their speed as well as their strength. So it'll be a little different look for us defensively, but I think it's going to be a very aggressive, swarming type of defense.
The Colts led the Heritage Conference defensively last year, as opponents mustered just 167 average yards all season on offense. While he knows replicating those numbers won't be easy, Schutte said the Colts' secondary will be a strength.
I think our secondary is all back. For the most part, I think we have one guy we're missing, but I think Danny Farrell is going to slide into that position, and we're going to have a really strong secondary. I think 2 years ago, our interception rate was extremely high, and we are kind of declined last year, but as far as points per game has increased. So our defensive coordinators, Marty Lassard and his brother Vinny and Derek Beer, they do a great job getting the kids excited. They put the kids in the right spot. And
when asked what the main key to success is for this year's Northern Cambria team, Schutte said it's overcoming adversity.
There's going to be adversity, and we have to learn to deal with that adversity. And everyone handles adversity differently, and we have to respect that, but understand that we have a goal that's bigger than our own. And I'm saying that as teammates, and we can't play selfishly. We have to play for each other. Aside from that, we also have to have a little bit of luck. We can't have injuries, and we can't turn that ball over. So those are the type of things that I think that we have to have go our way this year to be successful.
Northern Cambria opens its season hosting the District 6 runner-up Purchase Line Red Dragons at Duffy Dougherty Stadium on August 23rd. That will be our first U92 Heritage Conference game of the week, airing at 6:30 on U92.5 and U92Radio.com. Our look at Northern Cambria is brought to you by Smith Coal and Oil in Northern Cambria. The start of the football season signals the end of summer and the coming of fall. Smith Coal and Oil reminds you that now is a great time to think ahead of your home heating needs. Quality fuels and quality service from the team at Smith Coal and Oil in Northern Cambria, a proud supporter of our local athletes. And by R4H Medical Transportation. R4H is a rapidly growing company that provides transportation services to medical appointments and social and holiday events, operating 7 days a week, including holidays. If you're interested in joining their team as a driver, apply at rideR4H.com. R4H Medical Transportation, a proud supporter of our region's student athletes. With this look at the Northern Cambria Colts, I'm Jake Slobodnik for your hometown station.